Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm joined now by Thursday's winning pitcher, Caden Hunter. Caden, thanks for giving us a little bit of time. Two outings into your career. You're coming off now your first win on Thursday night. So how's it feel to get through your first two outings?
Feels pretty good. Just fun to be out here. Good crowd. It's fun. Good to be out here.
What's the professional baseball life been like for you so far?
The org's treated me really good. I'm just happy to be out here and just play the game I love.
What's the last maybe less than a year been like for you, going from USC, getting drafted, getting down to Sarasota to get ready, or to go through minor league camp and now being here at the Shorebirds?
It's been pretty smooth. I think going from college to here with the Shorebirds now, like, I've had the right people behind me kind of guiding me and just helping me out. So it's been nothing but fun, and I enjoy it.
A lot went right for you on Thursday night in that victory. What do you feel like has maybe improved for you since you've gotten with the Orioles, or what do you feel like felt good for you a couple nights ago?
I think just the biggest thing is just letting it loose, you know, trusting my guys behind me. Other than that, just going to step on the mound and competing.
I heard a lot of good things about Andres Nelaya and the catcher that he is, being energized, kind of getting pitchers pumped up. How nice was it to work with him?
It was good. He did a great job behind the plate. He was great offensively too. So just having that communication and kind of building a little bit of a bond with him, it's definitely helped out.
What's maybe one of the things you've learned since you've become a pro and joined the Orioles organization, or maybe what's something that the Orioles have tried to work on with you since you've joined the team?
I think the biggest thing from last year that's kind of separating me this year is a little bit of my off speed. I've kind of added my curveball slider, so kind of putting that into the rotation of my pitches, that's helped a lot.
What's it been like going from obviously a high-end D in one school like USC to the Orioles, but now maybe taking in more technology that these pro clubs have, and also maybe just working in as a pro now for the first time and making that transition from the college game to the pro life?
Yeah, I think with professional baseball, like, you're around guys that, you know, see things and you could learn from them a lot more. You guys are all kind of alike, but then so different. So, like, just learning off of each other and bouncing ideas off of each other, I think that helps a lot.
No, backtracking to college, you pitched 1 year at USC, but you had two junior college seasons prior to that. So what was that transition like from junior college ball to USC, where you were their Friday night starter?
I think it's just kind of staying grounded and just knowing, like, you can do this. Like, go out there and wherever you're going to be, go be a guy. So, I mean, just kind of believing in yourself, I think, is a big thing.
What's the competition like in the junior college route? Because for baseball players at that level, a lot go that direction for various different reasons. So when you're playing at the junior college level, especially in California, what's that competition like?
I mean, you got your good hitters. You got your guys that still just want to keep playing baseball. But I think junior college, you get a lot more, like, free swings. Once you go to that next level, the hitters get a little better. So, yeah.
And for you, you're a very accomplished pitcher there at Sierra College for two seasons. And just talk about the benefits of going the junior college route, because, again, a lot of guys do it. It kind of gives you more flexibility in terms of maybe staying in school, transferring D1, or going to the pros. But what ultimately do you feel like are the big benefits of that?
I think the biggest thing is, like, kind of, like, growing into yourself, like, as a player, as a person. Junior college, you're not handed a lot of things. So I think just finding ways to get better, like, outside of the field. But, yeah, I think it's just getting reps. I think a lot of guys, like, would they want to play Division I baseball so bad. And, like, I understand, like, it's really good competition. But junior college, you're able to get those reps as a freshman, as a sophomore. And then going into my junior year at USC, I think those first 2 years helped me so much to, you know, become a starter there.
Looking back, how much do you feel like those 2 years helped you in your pro career, especially in your college career, to help you get where you are now?
I think just from a pitching aspect, like, it's just helped me grow a lot, just develop, get bigger, get stronger, learn a little bit more about the game.
Sixth round pick by the Orioles last year. When you got the phone call that you were being picked by them, what was that like?
It was pretty cool. I mean, once I got that call, I was just ready to get to work, just keep grinding and excited to get to the next level.
Did you know at that point the Orioles were in on you?
Yeah, I was pretty adamant on them picking me up. I was excited for that.
Caden, really good stuff. It's been fun to watch you pitch, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Left-handed pitcher Caden Hunter. We're back with more on the Shorebirds Baseball Network right after this.